We've done very well, Gary, tonight. You know, we were chasing the ball for long periods against a very, very good Forest Green outfit. They're a good side, no doubt about that. They won't be far away at the end. I think that they moved the ball around well. They've got some very, very good players, and they're a good outfit. And so long periods we were chasing the ball, and but we kept our shape very well tonight. It wasn't as open. We were a lot more compact, a lot more solid, and, you know, to be fair, the last 15 minutes we were having a go ourselves a little bit more. And I think, you know, people have to understand that you've got a lot of young players, you've got a new squad, and you've got a new group of players there who haven't had the best of starts at the moment, as we know. But I see more in the 90 minutes tonight as a performance, which I thought was a lot better than the other three games all the way around. And we played against a lot better side tonight. So, you know, when I look at the 90 minutes tonight, as I say, long periods of the game that, you know, we were pending our half, chasing the ball, but we kept our shape well. And it was only, as I say, the last 15 minutes of the game that it opened up even more. As much as they were in control, they never had that second goal. We had, you know, three or four balls that went across the penalty area on the attacking side, and another day's one of those goes in. So, you know, you've got to sometimes give the boys encouragement. You have to give the boys a lift when they've earned it. You know, you can take positives out of defeat, and as I say, we've got to take a positive out of the performance tonight without that.
Just a word, we don't like to single out individuals, Gary, but Anthony Edgar came on for 10 minutes at Southport, looked very lively, came on for a cameo performance again tonight, and looked very lively, like he wanted to actually carry the fight to Forest Green.
That's Anthony Edgar. He'll play like that. He does that in training. You know, he's that sort of player. But, you know, we have to see how things go with Anthony in every way or form. He's had a lot of clubs. He's not a bad boy. So, you know, what is the reason for that? Is he a bottle of lemonade? Does he do it for 20 minutes and then goes flat and you put him back in the fridge? You have to make your mind up. But he's had a lot of clubs. He ain't a naughty. He's not a naughty lad. He's a nice lad. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you know, I was encouraged tonight. I thought Kieran Murta tonight was absolutely superb. I thought, as a skipper of the side, with Ishmael Yakubu still out injured, that I thought Kieran Murta today was absolutely first class. And I don't usually single players out, but I thought he led a very young team by example, by leadership, which, you know, was a great example the way I want him to lead the team if Ishmael Yakubu is not fit to play.
It must be slightly frustrating for you, Gary, when you look at Forest Green. They've got great experience in their side. We know that you're building a very, very young side, but even when you look at their bench coming on, Matt Tubbs coming on, Darren Carter coming on, that's got to be frustrating for you and for your team.
It's where it is. It's Woking Football Club. You know, Woking Football Club have had their money in and chances in the past years gone by. And basically, it wasn't looked after or run properly. That's why Woking ain't in the area where Forest Green are now. They've had their chances. Hopefully someone else will come along and help the football club or whatever the case may be. As you're fully aware that they're a quality side, they've got a lot of quality. But, you know, I don't want to get drawn into this and drawn into that about situations off the field. You know, we know that this is going to be a testing season for the club.